It's podcast time on XFM. The breakfast show best bits are in. Lots of chat and interviews and less bits with Matt Dyson. Breakfast XFM. It's Danny with Specs on XFM.
It's Danny.
It's breakfast XFM.
It's Danny.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Hello there, how are you? And welcome to podcast 64 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. And on this week's important podcast, well, the cast of Friday Night Dinner swing by. That's Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal and Robert Popper. We get angry and we get nerdy and angry nerds. I play you my full album playback with Muse, sort of. We get your inventions for women. I bang on in Vietnamese and Matt has a breakdown. How did you enjoy your breakdown this week, Matt?
Oh, it's one of the best.
One of the greatest. Here it is!
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
Joining me in the studio, as usual, in Studio XFM, Dave Masterman and Matthew Dyson. Do you guys want to come watch a film with me in a hot tub?
Is it a hot tub time machine?
No. Don't. You're wandering into the realms of fantasy there. It's a pure fact.
Is this actually happening?
Yeah. Well, there's a place you can go. Cinema. They've sort of launched it, and it's called Hot Tub Cinema. And you go there with two close friends, and just take some clothes off and sit down and just relax together. Three guys.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
Watch a film. You're in, yeah? Great.
Tonight, or...
No, we can go anytime. Anytime convenient to you. So, I mean, even if you've got prior engagements, we can make this work, Dave.
Yeah,
we can absolutely make this work.
Busy tonight, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be tonight, like I say. It can be any time.
Okay. Busy.
Anytime you like.
I'll let you know.
Anytime you want to hang out.
Okay.
In a hot tub with me and Matt, watch a film. Just relax, kick back.
What's your problem?
Let the day ease away.
Matt Dyson was straight in with a yes, wasn't he? He didn't even have to think about it.
It sounds like a good idea to me. The only thing is, I hope it's a short film, otherwise we'll be very wrinkly, won't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Godfather trilogy.
Imagine that. 3 hours in a hot tub.
Well, nine to twelve.
The novelty will wear off.
It won't wear off. When do you get bored of a hot tub? No one gets bored of a hot tub. What's the exciting thing about, say, a holiday or something? Mm. There's a hot tub!
Sometimes I find them too hot. Controversial, but
well, you even add water to your coffee. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's water in coffee, but
you have a coffee top. I'd bring like my own little watering can with cold water for my section of the tub.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. All right, you plan that out.
We are.
This is some very strange things going on at the moment in product design. There's a new chocolate bar that's being aimed solely at women. Solely at women. Men are not allowed. It's like a reverse Yorkie.
Yeah, reverse Yorkie, yeah.
And it's called the Crispello.
Ooh. Mm.
And I think that's a load of marketing men, isn't it? And a thing going, what would women respond to? Oh, sounds a bit exotic, doesn't it? The Crispello. Oh, do you want a Crispello? Oh, give me a Crispello.
Wow.
It's the first new chocolate bar launched by the company since the 90s. And industry research shows that annual sales of chocolate bars have fallen. And evidence suggests that this slump is almost entirely caused by women buying less chocolate. So they've gone, well, we need a Crispello. Now, you remember a couple of months ago, Bic launched a pen solely for her.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's called Bic for Her. And it was specially marketed towards women because they were slightly slimmer. The pens were slightly slimmer for the lady's dainty wrist. And they were pink as well, of course, because women will only use pink things,
course,
won't they?
Yeah.
Traditionally, they will only use pink things. And all these reviews went up on Amazon, which were great. I mean, one, for example, just saying, I was recently given a box of these as a gift from my husband, but I've no idea what to do with them. They're too thin to make a good rolling pin. I can't ladle out my soups with them, and the tiny point doesn't even make a dent when I try to use one to chop vegetables. I don't get it. What is this? What's going on with these products? What year is it, Matt?
Oh, I know, it's ridiculous.
It's 2012. Women don't need their own pens.
No.
They need their own chocolate bars. That said, this is your chance, confirmed listener women. This is your chance to have your say in terms of product marketing, marketing design. What do you want your own version of, huh?
What do you really need?
And I only want to hear from women today. I only want to hear from female confirmed listeners. This is your chance to shine. And if you're a man and you want to join in, don't just change your name, you know, to Dave Vella or Jolene or whatever. We'll be on to you. Definitely don't do that. You can if you want, but definitely don't. So, let's have some appropriate music. That'll do. Matt. What's your product design specifically for women?
I was thinking the new range of power tools.
Oh, with yes.
Extra shock absorbers.
Oh, lovely.
So they're soft, dainty little arms. Don't get shaken up too much during DIY.
Little tiny
also
arms.
Special smaller handles, so they're softer, slender little hands that can grip more easily.
That's a wonderful idea, isn't it? Have you got a name for it? The Powerette? The Power,
oh, yes.
The power tool for her?
Powerette, I'm going with, yeah.
Power her, her power, her.
No.
Carol Decker.
Oh, Carol Decker.
Girl power.
Girl power. There you go. Have you got one, Dave?
No.
Fine.
Just that.
Dave's distancing himself from this. Computer mice are so cumbersome, aren't they? And very manly, aren't they? And many women these days, of course, are computer literate. But what if there's a lovely little sort of cage for that mouse that women folk could decorate and make more comfortable for that little mouse? It would play to their maternal instincts, wouldn't it? While also keeping a lovely tidy desk. Not like a man's desk, eh? Not like a man's desk. XFM. Well, as a concerned cat lover who claims a mystery pet hairdresser is shaving her cat. This lady is called Stephanie. She's basically, it's a mystery to her. And she says, whoever's doing this is doing another little bit every day, so they think I won't notice, but I'm not stupid, she says. I want to find them so I can shave their hair off and see how they like it. Now, Mrs. Wharton noticed that her pet was sporting a shorter look than usual 8 months ago after he returned from one of his usual jaunts outdoors. Usual jaunts outdoors.
Frolicking, probably.
That blooming cat. All the jaunts. She said, it seems to happen every other day or so. He used to have a shaggy bob, but now there's nothing there.
Ooh.
And gradually I noticed that his stomach had been shaved and his legs. It's a terrible thing to carry.
Weird.
But it's the weirdest thing in the world, because there is just someone who's just giving the cat a little haircut every single day. And she added, I want to put a tracker device on him so I can find the person who's doing this.
Quite right, yeah.
She says, it looks like professional work. It's a trainee hairdresser. Well, maybe it is. And they just can't get, you know, or maybe it's someone, you know, once you've started to do, like you peel a bit of wallpaper.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse and worse. And you just keep going, just thinking, oh, I'll make it better. Like you pruning those roses.
Yeah, yeah.
You just keep going until it looks like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's just someone who's, it's like Frank Spence or something, who's started to try and help in some way. Maybe it was hot in summer. It's 8 months, you said.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says, if anyone could help me figure out who's doing this, I'd be awfully grateful. Which is absolutely true. This is happening in Croydon. We have to stop this from happening. It's a horrible, a horrible thing. I just like the idea of a cat with a shaggy bob.
Yeah.
A cat with a shaggy bob.
Never seen that before.
I've not been in fashion for a long time. No. I mean, this is a cool cat. He's angry about things.
We are XFM.
Good morning, you're with the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace, and we're delighted and excited to welcome not just the stars, but the creator as well of what was, I suppose, one of Channel 4's standout sitcoms, one of the standout comedies of the last year, back for another series this Sunday night at 10:05, not 10, don't be confused, you should get there 4:10 just to settle in. Friday night dinner, we've got Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal and Robert Popper, everybody. How are you all? Let's start with you, Simon.
I've actually got a cold.
Okay, that's Simon dealt with. Tom?
I also have a cold.
Brilliant. Let's see if that spreads. Let's see if we can move this virus across the room to Robert.
I have no cold.
Boom. You're, that's superior genes. Superior genes. That's why you're the creator.
That's right.
Tell me then. So, Friday Night Dinner, such a great success on the first series when it went out on Channel 4. Back for a second series now. That must have been a delightful call to get.
It was. We were actually giving a talk. Do you remember this weird talk we gave at the Apple store in London?
Yeah. Were you supposed to be giving a talk there?
We were supposed to be giving a talk for like fans, of which 16 people turned up.
Okay.
And
well,
during it, the commissioner for Channel 4 happened to be there and said, at the end, any questions? And no one really asked any. He put his hand up and said, how would you feel about having a second series? And we went, yeah, it'd be nice if you've got one.
Like, really?
Hooray!
It was really weird. It was like a prank show.
That is it. That's a great way of making what could have been quite an awkward thing, you 16 people in a computer shop, talking about your work.
It was good, because it was originally looking like, in Argos or something. Very, yeah. We probably put it in a nicer place.
Not many people doing Q&As in Argos
these
days.
Yeah, no, we're going to be the first. Hopefully, Series 2 are going to go on.
Yeah,
I'll
it's good, I'm pleased.
And we get some freebies.
Yeah, like one of those little pens.
Yeah, nice.
They are, well, that's not technically free. They do pay for that. And it's technically theft, Simon. But so, Simon, how's it been recording the new series?
Awful.
Has it?
Absolutely awful. No, it's been great. It's been, we're like a little family unit now. Yeah. So it was nice to see everyone again. It does get quite intense in that house because it's quite a small house.
Well, that's the thing, isn't
there's
it?
There's a slight element of cabin fever by the end.
Talk me through it, Robert. How did you come up with the idea? What is it based on? I sort of
it's
know
based on when I was younger. Me and my brother used to go sort of nearly every week, well, round to my parents for dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was more about the thing where you come into your parents' house, whatever age you are,
yeah,
like 20s, 30s, etc., and you just revert to being kind of 13 again.
Mm.
And particularly with like boys and brothers, me and my brother would just fight the whole time.
Was it like shooting Tom? I mean, not shooting Tom. People at home couldn't see I was looking at Tom at that point, and it sounded like I was still asking you, what was it like shooting Tom?
We had to cut that scene. It did great work with a general.
Do keep it like light. This is a breakfast show. But Tom, was it fun? When you first got the script, what did you make of it? Because I mean, like I said, it's snappy dialogue. It's very quick, isn't it?
Well, when I first got the first script that I read,
yeah,
I would have done anything at that point.
So it was that good.
Wow, it was good. Was a massive bonus. Yeah. When I got the script for the second series and I knew all the characters in my head and I filmed the first series, I was just so excited to get back in that world again because Robert is. He's a bit of a genius.
Oh yeah.
I say
30%
of a genius.
Yeah.
30%.
He's odd though, isn't he?
Yes.
He's a bit odd.
Man,
he's a bit odd.
He's right there.
he's also the producer, so
see, in series 3 it's kind of going to focus more on Simon Pegg's character. Yeah. Thinking that Tom Rosenthal's character John is on a year
he's
off,
he's going to get shot.
I mean, you'll hear him like
shot again.
You'll hear, you know, from phone calls and stuff like they did in when they did Only Fools and Horses, the new version of that,
yeah,
where Del Boy would phone in messages and I'll say, I'm just Marlene, I've just had Del on the phone. Yeah. Kind of being like, how do you feel about that, Tom?
That's good. That's good. Fine. No, I can do a good phone call.
Just bring back the shooting scene, can you?
Yes.
Just re-edit that back in, yeah. give it a darker twist to it. XFM. We're all going to be millionaires. Well, the women. And us, because we're involved, aren't we? We've got some kind of copyright agreement, I imagine, with these things that come in. I imagine so. Because here on the XFM Breakfast Show, we've asked you for your sort of revolutionary female-only products, hot on the heels of the chocolate bar that only women can eat. I imagine because their teeth are so delicate and brittle.
Yeah.
They can't handle a topic, can
just
they?
Something light and crisp.
There you are. And the pen, of course, the pen suitable for the female hand. Matt, what are some of the revolutionary female-only products that have been coming in this morning?
That's a great idea here from Sarah of Sutton.
Oh, yes.
Says, we ladies don't like anything uncouth. For example, tea or coffee should be served in a cup and saucer.
Yes.
And never a mug.
Never a mug.
So I think there should be a saucer for a lady's pint.
What a lovely idea.
It's not dignified to have a pint without a saucer, really,
no.
Is it now?
No, it's not, Sarah. Well done. Helena in Milan says, I'd like to see a female-only phone book with a perfume sample every other page. I think that would be a marvellous idea, wouldn't it? You're going to... Teacher Ellie II in Worcester says, due to being a lady and therefore very dainty, I have the inbuilt need to keep my knees together at all times. Now, this has made a challenge when I have to get in and out of my car. What every girl needs is a swivel chair in their car, so the chair can turn 90 degrees, knees are kept together, making getting out of the car a girly dream.
Wow.
Thanks, Ellie. That's great. Wow, brilliant idea.
They're not like us men, are they?
They're not like men, are they? So different.
How about this one? Paula from West London.
What's
suggests
she
female-only dinners. Microwave, oven, or at restaurants.
Yeah.
So my partner doesn't steal my food, claiming I wouldn't eat all of it anyway.
Oh, they're not like us, are they? Becca says, I'm a girl and I'd like a car with an oven in it, just so I can bake on my way to work.
What
a lovely idea.
That's lovely.
Because we men enjoy that new car smell, don't we? But ladies enjoy the smell of baking bread.
They certainly do.
What else, Matthew?
Hi, Danny. I'd like to suggest football grounds just for women.
What a lovely idea.
The songs would be so much friendlier.
They would.
And consist of more than three words,
yeah,
and probably contain the word love. There would also be pretty little flower beds all the way around the edge of the pitch.
That's
cheers, Tony the Builder. Tony the Homemaker.
I see.
Tony with an I.
See what he's doing. Daisy, what is your idea?
A special tape measure measure designed especially for women that doesn't spring back so noisily, because we females get scared of large frightening objects that could nip at our dainty sewing fingers.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, they're so, they can be so so quick to that kind of tape measures.
You always drop them, don't you?
Helen in Earl's Court says, I think we need a version of the Swiss Army knife for the ladies, which would include accessories essential for standard lady activities like flower arranging, embroidery, and whipping up an apple pie on the go. I envisage it in a gentle shade of magenta adorned with delicate white magnolia. Of course, we'd need to rename the Swiss Army. That masculine name simply has to go. Yes. Absolutely. Another one there to finish.
A couple more here. One from EJ, who suggests a Saturday League sport that doesn't brand you a lesbian. And Michelle Rice in Ricelip says she would like to introduce stress balls shaped like the lower half of a gentleman's agreement.
I see. That's a lovely one. Just finally from me. Joanna in Stretton just says, as a woman, I get so confused by all the buttons on my boyfriend's remote commander. I propose a lovely pink remote control with just one large button marked Gossip Girl, which would squeal when I pressed it. We're all going to be millionaires, that's what I'm telling you right now.
We are XFM.
That's a little bit hurt. It's gone a bit quiet and things like that. It's because quite a few of you have texted in to say things like, Matt, current is measured in amps, not volts. And someone else saying it's amps, not volts. Someone else says, current is measured in amps, not volts. Which is it? They're furious because they're like, well, I need to know. Because if it's like a million amps, well, that's nothing, is it? But a million volts, you know, that's quite a bit. Mm. And I said to Matt, do you want to ban anyone? Do you want to ban anyone for just doing that thing that people, they have to say, oh, I must have my say. Do you want to ban them? And Matt said, no, I don't want to give them the oxygen of publicity.
So now
which is what
have.
You say when you're really hurt.
Well, sometimes I wonder why I bother, you know. Constant
niggling. Getting at you.
Even when people haven't listened properly and they just text in correcting me about things that I didn't say incorrectly.
It's all coming out.
Basically, you know, I might give up, to be honest. It's a million volts, right? Okay. And he's going to be in fiery electric currents, okay? Yeah. That's what he says on his press release.
Yeah.
So,
for everyone else, what's the difference between them?
Who cares? Can we ban them? Is it too late to ban them?
You said you didn't want to give them the oxygen of publicity. Then we did about 3 minutes on it.
Now.
Yeah, you can.
5 minutes. Listener ban.
Let's just get a scapegoat. Tom from Hornsey. You can come back at 8:44.
We are
XFM.
Good morning, you're with the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. And joining me in the studio still, Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal and Robert Popper, the stars and creator slash producer of Friday Night Dinner, the second series of which begins again on Sunday, 5 past 10 on Channel 4. And it's great. And Robert, when you were writing the first series, obviously, did you have guys like these in mind?
Well, I didn't know Tom. Mm. But I knew Simon because I'd worked on In Between Us, and I thought he would be very good. And then I met you at the.
Thought he would be very good.
Yeah. And I thought he would be good. Little did I know.
You learn, don't you? You learn in this industry.
I'm stuck with him now because no. And then we met at the British Comedy Awards, didn't we?
Yeah. We did, yeah.
And I said, I'm doing. What happened?
We went to the British Comedy Awards, didn't we? Last year, the Friday Night Dinner was up for.
We were
for
four
awards. Yeah.
And every time,
a lovely meal.
We didn't get any. Obviously, we didn't get anything.
I like
fine.
That you had to pretend to think there. Did we get any? No, we didn't.
Well,
get
it was
any.
Like every time you know, it's nice to be nominated, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you're there and you hear your name, you think, oh well, it would be nice to win.
Yeah.
Oh well, we didn't win one now. Well, maybe we'll win another one every time.
quite a depressing evening in the end.
It was actually.
But how wonderful!
Fresh meat.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these old pros.
Exactly.
Brilliant. I was sat next to Rob Brydon and all these other people.
What's the best thing you saw at the Comedy Awards last year?
It's the man who was the man who sort of had a breakdown on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, but I won't say I won't
right.
say his name.
Probably best not to say his name.
Yeah, I won't say his name.
Yeah, no, well, there was that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
Wonderful story of your memories at the British Comedy Awards. But now that you've written the second series,
yes.
Obviously the characters are so much more defined in your head, and these guys have defined those characters.
Yes.
Does that annoy you? Because they have taken these characters onto their own level, thus undermining your fine work.
I should actually berate them now. How dare you?
That's such a sort of wicked spin on a question. Nobody would have thought of that. Where's that come from?
I'm just saying you're talented actors. You're talented actors doing your own thing. It's a compliment to you guys and a compliment to you as well for working with them.
I am annoyed. I'm not annoyed, I'm peeved. I really am. You guys, come on.
And because you play these brothers, do you find yourself, maybe even when you're not filming, having this sort of weird sort of kind of brotherly bond, perhaps bickering more than you might?
We don't bicker very much. I've done a few of the pranks. I did put salt in his apple juice. Yes, that's quite funny, that.
Yes, life from taking heart.
He used to do a face.
There was a laugh. well, listen, great good luck with it. I can't see how anything can go wrong. It's fantastic. You all seem to be completely bonded.
We are XFM.
It's time to get angry and it's time to get nerdy. And surprisingly, for the first time ever doing this feature, Matt's got nothing.
I know.
You're completely at ease. Completely at ease with technology.
I think I've got all IT off my chest.
Not so when you look at Dave. Look at Dave's angry, knotted rage across that little angelic face. What are you so angry about, Dave?
Oh, Adobe Audition 6.0 audio editor.
Yes.
It's all well and good giving me timing info for the start and stop points of the waveform I'm working on as a whole.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be more helpful to provide more intricate detailed markers for the actual section of audio I've highlighted?
Oh, goodness me, not this again. Exactly.
Someone said it.
For the love of...
It's good to hear someone finally talking sense about that joke of a piece of software. It's not, it's actually very good quality. Hey, Aurora AS610C 6-sheet crosscut shredder. What's your problem? Huh? Bit tired here. You're too much shredding. Not feeling fulfilled with your lot in life. Grow up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You've got a very simple task, which is destroying paper. I don't want to hear about blade jams. I don't want to hear about motor seizure. But everything's about being reasonably sized and compact. You cannot cruise on your looks forever. Yeah? Yeah, all right. You're fit. But my God, don't you know it. Knuckle down, AS610C. Knuckle down. There's always an AS610D just around the corner.
Isn't there just...
It's my little lesson for you.
XFM.
Exciting time indeed to be a Muse fan. Not only are they closing the iTunes Festival, the Roundhouse in Camden, but today at midday, you can hear John Kennedy doing a full album playback with the boys from Muse, which confused me initially when I heard that it was John Kennedy.
Did it?
Yeah, because I mean, he is, you know, the kind of the godfather of the station, so it's only right and proper that he would do such a thing. He does it so well. I just thought, as breakfast show host, you know, I'd get to maybe do that, and I did actually go and do my interview with them, didn't I?
Oh, did you? Oh, right.
I did a full album playback with them.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, and I thought it went very well. Mm. And then they said, but 10 minutes later, they went, "Oh no, there's a technical difficulty with the recording." And I was like, "No, there isn't." Well, we did a backup. And again, "No, that's gone as well. So we've got to do another one." And I was going, "Well, who with?" I was going, "I'll do it. I'll just go back in." And I went back in. John Kennedy already in my seat. Just talking to the boys. I recorded some on my phone, though. This is it.
Muse.
The Second Law.
Exclusive.
Full album playback.
With Danny Wallace.
Oh. Hello, hi. I'm Danny Wallace, host of the XFM Breakfast Show.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Matt. My name's Dominic, and we play a band called Muse.
I didn't ask you that. Nice to meet you, though. So, listen, I'm looking at the notes here. You've got John Craven to sing on the new album.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a very different voice from me. He's very much more, my voice has got lots of vibrato on it, so it can sometimes be very more emotional sounding, whereas his voice is smooth, is really melodic and smooth.
Yeah, and German band Scorpion, they got involved, didn't they?
They did the mix on this one, yeah.
Did they? Well, that's an interesting sort of dynamic. The whole album sounds to me like a pack of,
Hyenas,
doesn't it? Yeah,
that's actually what it sounds like.
Hyenas. So there you go.
The Second Law.
Exclusive.
Full album playback.
With Danny Wallace.
For some reason, they're saying we can't use it.
I thought that was terrific.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Getting to the heart of the matter, wasn't I?
John's must be absolutely brilliant for them to not use that.
If it's going
to
outclass mine, then absolutely.
XFM.
We are XFM.
£5 flat fee fine, Matt. What's it going to be? What's angering you? What's popped the little rage in your tummy there?
Well, mine today is for old people refusing to use proper burger names at fast food chains and service stations.
Right? Wow.
You can't go to KFC and just ask for a burger these days. Not just a burger. Is it a zinger, a tower, a big daddy? Oh. I know it sounds silly, but you're not at a Wimpy and you're holding up the queue.
Oh, £5, please. And also, £5 to Matt for that £5 flat fee fine.
What?
Hey, loud chewer. Stop chewing so loudly. I don't want that all up in my ears. I'm not intrigued by the sounds of your disinterested mastication. Can already see you talking, mouth all open, food spilling out. What, do you think I'm after the full 3D experience? Can I not enjoy this without Dolby surround? Chew quietly, chew efficiently with your trap shut, or spit out a fiver and do one.
Yes.
Please.
We are...
Let's play Celebrity or Civilian.
Celebrity or Civilian.
Mark from High Wycombe is on the line now. Mark, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mark. How are you today?
Not bad.
I'm pleased to hear that. Paint me a colourful audio picture of your surroundings right now, Mark.
Messy living room, telly on with no sound, and radio on with no sound as well.
that's a nice way. Are you going through something, Mark? It sounds like there might be a breakdown there. Just sitting in a room on your own, just images, no sound.
No, it's because there's somebody on the phone.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, that'll be me. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read you some tweets, Mark. Some will be from a celebrity. Others will be from a civilian who shares that celebrity's name. Have you heard of the footballer Gary Lineker, Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Have you heard of Jerry Lineker, a Vietnamese IT consultant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
This should be easy for you, Mark. So I'm going to ask you, which one is the celebrity tweet and which one is the civilian tweet? I need you to get 3 out of 5 correct for these tickets. So okay. The first one, is this celebrity or civilian? Ooh, slightly harsh from Mrs. L this morning. Think your ears could do with a clean. I'll get the mop and bucket. He was told, wasn't he, by the other half, whoever that was. So that was either Gary Lineker or Jerry Lineker. Was it celebrity or civilian?
Civilian.
You're saying civilian. Incorrect. Oh. No, it was Gary Lineker who was making reference to his ears there. Well, this could be tricky. This could be tricky then. Here's the next one. Is this celebrity or civilian? Is this Gary Lineker the footballer or Jerry Lineker the Vietnamese IT consultant? Toi no ban lam. So ji moi kong. Chuk no nun, gap lai so ne. Is that the footballer Gary Lineker? Or is that Jerry Lineker, an IT consultant from Vietnam?
This is tougher than I thought. I think I'd have to go civilian with that one.
Civilian again, all right. Mm. Yes, you were right that time. Excellent work, Mark.
A lucky guess.
Let's hope your luck holds as we move to the next one. Toy Dang, Tim David Beckham. Now, there is a football reference in there, which is confusing, isn't it? Toy Dang, Tim David Beckham. Now, is that Gary Lineker, the footballer, or Jerry Lineker, Vietnamese IT consultant?
Well, I think I'll have to go Jerry again.
Go civilian again, despite the David reference? David Beckham reference, all right. Absolutely, well, you've nailed this. What about this one? Wedding time. Be a telly. And he goes on to say that a total of 12 times. So is that Gary Lineker or Jerry Lineker, a Vietnamese IT consultant?
I think I might go with Gary Lineker for that one.
We're going with the celebrity. Yes!
Yes!
Is it? That's 3, yeah? You got 3 right there. The tickets are yours. But
oh,
Mark,
magic.
Do you want to play for a confirmed Mr. Mug?
Oof.
Oh, why not?
Yeah? You've got the tickets, they're safe, they're yours. Here's the last one. Ban ko koi kong, come on ban toi ko.
Not sure what you're saying there, but I think I'll go with Jerry.
And you're right, you've totally nailed. It actually translates as, I haven't seen you in a while, it'll be great to meet up. It was to a friend of his. Right now you're in the I Don't Know Biz. Let me reverse that. Flip it, reverse it, pop you in the No Biz.
using simply the tabloid newspapers, the showbiz stories. Sometimes I think they make too much of these stories, you know. It saves so much space in the papers. They just got to the nub of it, you know what I mean? Just
like a couple of words. Sometimes it's all you need.
A sentence at most. Yes, you don't need the picture. You don't need the whole paragraph with a little joke at the end. None of that. Zayn from One Direction refused to talk about 30 separate topics on a radio interview, so the DJ couldn't be bothered.
Am I in a dream?
You're not. It's good. It's the revolution.
Yeah.
Revolution starts here.
See, now Owen McDermott's in a lot of trouble with One Direction fans.
Isn't he just? It's almost...
what's he done? He's riled them.
It's almost like he riled them purposely.
Yeah, it is almost like that, yeah. Because they're known for their anger.
They're very passionate, aren't they? These five lads, who all seem very pleasant, they need an army of teenage girls to fight their detractors.
Yeah, defend them.
The king of which is
Owen McDermott.
Owen McDermott.
He'll tell us. He's covering breakfast next week, so he can tell us all about it. Maybe we'll get One Direction fans outside the studio. I hope not.
Anything could happen. Anything could happen. Justin Bieber is selling bottles of his sweat for charity. What would be a good name? What would be a good name for bottles of Bieber sweat? He's not got very imaginative. I'll give you that clue.
Bieber juice.
Bieber sweat. It's gone for Bieber sweat.
Bieber sweat. Bieber sweat. Couldn't make it up.
Couldn't. Wouldn't want to. Riri wore a little blue dress.
Oh, Riri.
Yeah. A wonderful twist on the little black dress phenomenon that we've been enjoying for the last 15 years or so.
Every day we need an update. I mean...
Well, I'll give you... this is unusual though, Matt. I mean, it is blue, but in other papers... I think because of the paper quality or perhaps the angle. It looks almost olive grey.
Shut up.
I won't. Interesting.
Maybe it's one of those global hypercolour ones.
Where'd you have come back? I once genuinely, when I was a teenager, thought an alien was trying to communicate me through the use of a global hypercolour t-shirt. It was very late at night in France. As you know, when anything can happen, like sort of that time of night where you get very paranoid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I literally watched as one of those global hypercolour t-shirts, which were big in the sort of the 90s, and they would change colour, almost like in a tie-dye way, based on the heat emanating from your body or perhaps the room.
So everyone went round with big patches around their armpits.
You pop a t-shirt on, it was blue, and by lunchtime, it was like your underarms were just bright pink.
Yeah.
Anyway, I watched as an alien face appeared on a global hypercolour t-shirt.
Whoa.
And I honestly thought there was something going on. And then I thought, is this the best they've got? Is this the best plan they have to communicate with a little lad in France using a global hypercolour t-shirt? Lamar's grown his hair.
You are shitting me.
No, I'm not. ABBA have finally made it into Madame Tussauds. Can be a long queue, can't it? It's a bit of an insult. It's taking this long, isn't it? When they, I see all the time. It's the people who have maybe just got a quick TV series, they got some success, and suddenly they're in there. And ABBA, so long it's taken them to get in there. You walk in, it'll be like Fiona Bruce is in there after one successful series of Antiques Roadshow. Ben and Bjorn still outside in the queue. Daryl Hannah has been arrested on suspicion of criminal trespassing after she turned up unannounced on an oil line.
That happened to a mate of mine.
Did it? Pink says that she's an oversharer, but that's all she has to say about that, weirdly. Simon Cowell was watched reading an article about Gary Barlow's hairstyle. And a source is on record as saying, he read every word.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that.
Can't believe it.
Eddie Izzard's traced his family back 200,000 years. And finally, and you'll like this, Naz supped vodka with Wretch and Neo.
Pinch me.
I understood maybe three words of that sentence, but now you're in the no-biz.
We are XFM.
Hey, let's get your £5 flat fee fine. Raise some taxes. Matt, what should people be fined £5 for in a flat fee way?
Hi there, person I just annoyed on the road. I understand that I might have cut you up slightly or pulled out on you just a bit too early, to which I immediately apologised for this minor mistake by a hand wave and mouthing of the word sorry. Please don't now sit there and shake your head in disappointment like you're Lord of the Road for the rest of the journey. Yeah. Wallet and purse out, please. Dave Dunn from Romford.
Well done, Dave Dunn from Romford. Yeah, exactly. Accept the apology, move on. Be gracious, be a grown-up. £5, please, for people who drink hock wine.
I don't even know what that is. I know what that is.
It's quite sweet, isn't it?
Keely and Billericay feels very strongly about that. Anonymous says, anyone who says, how are you? Twice, for example. Them. How are you? Me. Good, thanks. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. You? Yeah, stop it. Exactly. Yeah. £5, yeah, please, so, for the extra how are you.
You're trapped in that, can't you, for ages.
Exactly. It's catch 22. Flat fee fine for replying to all general emails with your own personal stuff is not relevant to anyone other than you and the originator of the email. Yeah, exactly. £5, please. What else, Matt?
£5 flat fee fine for the Americanization of dates in adverts. It's the 10th of October, not October 10th.
Oh, good one. Yeah, so £5. People who drive with their mouths wide open in concentration. £5 fine. Shut it. Find it very distracting, he says.
Ian from Tottenham.
See you on.
£5 for people wearing those ludicrously large, expansive and ill-fashioned headphones while walking along and talking to their friends at the same time, yeah, as listening to music. You look ridiculous, and listening to music in the presence of your friend is rude.
Yes.
£5, please.
You're rude and ridiculous. Nick in Bermondsey says, hi, gang. £5 flat fee fine for anyone who says amazeballs. Yeah. Amazing is overused by the X Factor generation on its own, so, you know, these plebs who add balls to it better grow some and buck this cringy trend. Good work, Nick. Charlotte, what is yours?
The Christmas shop is open on level 3 at Liberty's. What? I mean, I haven't even bought my gummy fangs and brains yet for Halloween. Give me a minute, please.
Yeah, come on,
£5, that'd be fine.
Ooh, blimey. Gosh. You'd hear her, wouldn't you, through the walls if you lived next door? Charlotte? In a nice way, of course.
Oi, pub landlords, when did it become acceptable to reserve tables in pubs? You're not a restaurant. If I walk into an empty pub in an afternoon, I expect to sit down and enjoy my alcoholic beverage. Nick in Maidenhead with that one.
Good.
Also, oi, decorator, this isn't you aren't the legal owner of this radio that you're listening to. So stop putting on rubbish dance stations. Yeah. It's my radio in my house, and I'm a confirmed listener by the name of Chris, and I only listen to XFM.
Keep it locked, decorator.
Yeah.
And finally, Anonymous just says, I just dropped 5p. It rolled off a meter. A little girl picked it up, and I thought, oh, that's cute. She seemed happy with this 5p find. So I thought, I'm not going to ask for that back. You know, she can have it. She then shows it to her dad, who takes it. £5, what? Please. Exactly. Oh. Ruining a magical moment in both this texter's life and that little girl's life. Thank you so much for your £5 flat fee fines. We'll add those to the important document and get those off the air and to the mayor.
We are
Work Experience Steve's Road to Winter Wonderland. With Rocksmith, now anyone can play guitar or bass.
That's right. That's right. You may have heard there, Work Experience Steve's Road to Winter Wonderland. That's what's happening. The new game Rocksmith's out on Xbox, PS3 and PC. This is all about teaching you how to play guitar and bass guitar. We thought we'd see how Work Experience Steve would fare with the guitar. Now, turns out he's not, you know, not professional. Not yet.
No.
But surely by the time we hit Winter Wonderland, which he will essentially be opening and performing.
Yeah.
At, in front of, 5,000 hardcore XFM fans. I think you're going to be great. I think you're going to be absolutely wonderful. So you've been using Rocksmith, haven't you, the last week or so to teach yourself a few of the tracks. What have you been sort of teaching yourself?
I learned Go With The Flow.
Yeah.
By the Queens of the Stone Age.
Can you give me a little burst of that?
Well, because I'm...
That sounds like a no, doesn't it? That sounds like you haven't really learned it.
Well, no, I've learned the way you can play it on the game, but they make it a bit easier when you're first starting.
I see.
So the version I know goes like this.
Oh, right, just hitting the correct things at the same time. All right, fair enough.
But I'm really good at that bit.
Oh, good. Well, I'm pleased. Well, listen, you accepted this challenge for playing Winter Wonderland, didn't you? And now, really, it's all about just making sure you nail the performance on the night. And we don't know what you should do, whether you should play a sort of go-with-the-flow style thing or whether you should perform one of your own originals. And because it's kind of Bond Day today, isn't it? And we played Skyfall at 007 this morning, the new Adele track to go along with Skyfall. We thought we'd ask you yesterday to knock together your own Bond-style theme tune. How did you find it?
Yeah, I did a bit of research into the Bond hits.
Good.
And they're all quite, like, saucy.
Are they?
So I've tried to make mine a bit, like, I don't want to say the word sexy, but...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So that's what I've gone for.
You've gone for sexy?
Gone for heat.
Okay, good. And what have you called this?
Premium Bond.
Okay, yes, of course you mentioned that. All right, well, here we go then. This is Steve Ferdinando with Premium Bond.
That's it.
Get your guitar there.
feel like I've won the lottery today. A man in a black suit has come to whisk me away.
Sexy.
Breath like martini, eyes deep like a pond. In a silver Aston Martin, it's James Bond. Now James, my man, he ain't no twit. He invested heavily in premium bonds way back in 1956. He said, I get no thrills from guns or from knives. No, I get my thrills from taking home that tax-deductible prize, yeah. So Steve, won't you join me if your wits can be found? Invest in this lottery and we could win up to £25. Yeah, from women to villains and all in between, I'm fond. But nothing gets me hotter than premium bonds, premium bonds.
Oh, amazing. That's great. Well done. That was really good, man.
Thank you.
Premium bonds. Wow. That was good. I was moved to do backing vocals there. Right? I was overcome. However, I do think it's probably best if we do a cover at Winter Wonderland.
On the planet. XFM.
Let's get the good news in the studio. Studio XFM. Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square. I'm not saying that again. Matt Dyson, what's your good news?
Good news, guys. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to walk in a rainstorm with just me being shielded from the showers wherever I go.
Lovely.
And now it's going to become a reality. What? The power to control the weather at last, not just predict it. The Rain Room, a new 3D exhibition at the Barbican. It sounds amazing, this. A big black room filled with falling water. It uses sensors to keep people dry as they walk around it.
That's great.
Wow. Sounds amazing. And I want to spend an entire day there.
Do you indeed? Yes. So you've got a real... You're fed up of just reporting on the weather, being at the whim of the weather.
Exactly.
You want to control it, do you?
I want to control it at last.
You're an oddball. Dave, what's your good news?
Good news, guys. I left my house keys at work yesterday afternoon.
Doesn't sound like good news.
No, you just wait. You wait. I'm such a forgetful Philip.
Yeah.
This gaff, however, paved the way for a splendid afternoon in my own company, pottering around the Finsbury Park area with no real aim or purpose, also resulting in me making two new friends and finally learning the rules to one-day cricket that was being shown at my local public house.
What a lovely day.
Yes.
Just goes to show, doesn't it? You can be a forgetful Philip, but there's no room in this world for a cautious Carol.
That's true. Very true, Daniel.
Hey, good news, guys. Confirmed listener Neil in Coulsdon's had a go at me this morning for allowing confirmed listener Guy a shout-out on the radio. Correctly identifying that XFM is no place for shout-outs.
Yeah.
I could not agree more, generally, struggling even to say the phrase shout-outs convincingly. But if you check your listener pad, Neil, you'll see that SOs are allowed for 17s and under, the ages at which it is morally impossible to deny someone an SO. We pick that up again, of course, when someone reaches grandparent status, or GS, but only when the SO recipient is 7 or under and the SO itself coincides with their exact birthday. You should know this. Yeah. We do the listener pads.
Those are the rules.
For a reason. Yeah. The good news is I will not give you a 5-minute listener ban this time.
XFM.
Hey, let's do this. So, on today's important broadcast, we all learned something, didn't we? But Matt, what did you learn?
Well, I was very pleased to hear two mentions on the show this morning for my home county of Nottinghamshire.
Oh.
A man who lives in Sherwood Forest talks about museums in Southport, while someone in West Bridgeford claimed the area created HP Source. Actually, a third mention, as Jake Bugg sang on his new single about going back to Clifton and drinking White Lightning, which is a more realistic reflection of what the city's all
about.
It's
like what the mayor does, isn't it?
In other news, Danny got sent a tea cosy in the post.
I did. I got three tea cosies, in fact. On today's important broadcast, Dave revealed he's been secretly starting a football team called the Dalston Eagles, whose logo is an eagle sitting atop a football. A wonderfully original logo, similar only to that of Crystal Palace, a.k.a. the Eagles, whose logo is an eagle sitting atop a football. Fly to victory is the team's slogan, which I've looked up and is actually a literal translation of the slogan of the German bombers who destroyed Coventry during World War II.
We are X.
XFM.
So there you are. That was podcast number 64 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Steve Ferdinando, why don't you sum it up for us in a poem?
I think the podcast is really great. It don't make me feel irate.
That's why you don't sum it up in a poem. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.